It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You have not had a public campaign event for nearly a week now. Tomorrow you'll be in Montana, which is not a swing state. Some of your allies have expressed concern that you're not taking this race seriously, particularly
at a
time where there is enthusiasm on the other side. Why haven't you been campaigning this week?
Because I'm leading by a lot.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
All right, Brian, you guys carried that in its entirety during Annie's show yesterday, right?
We did the whole thing. And when you start carrying a press conference, sometimes they go 10 minutes. They go over an hour. And so you just kind of go with it.
The Kim saw one of the, was it the Babylon Bee that did the post about Trump?
Yeah, the press was confused what a press conference is because they've had so few under the Biden administration.
Oh,
and now
great.
Kamala, they're like, a what?
A what?
We get to ask questions and it's not scripted and we're not told what we can and cannot say.
Yeah. That question that you just aired was really the only really combative one. The rest of the questions were, they were good questions. Some of them were pointed, but that's what the press is supposed to do. And they got the chance to do that for, so Trump came out, he gave what I would say, quote unquote, prepared remarks. But, you know, he went all over the place with the prepared remarks. But it was only like 10 minutes, mm-hmm. 8 to 10 minutes. Then it was almost an hour of just peppered press. And it is amazing. I mean, you said it with the Babylon Bee. That you go, oh yeah, this is what politicians are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they're walking into the lion's den, you still have to do it.
And this really sets Trump apart from Kamala.
Well, I think
Just the press availability that, yeah, obviously the policies are the biggest factor, but even this, like, you don't even have to talk about the policies, just showing that he's open to answering questions that are not scripted is big.
I get that not everybody was able to listen to the entire thing yesterday, but even if you caught parts of it, I'll tell you there was 2 points he was trying to make yesterday. One in that first 8 minutes was, I want to do 3 debates with you. And I'm glad that he is. I'm glad he made that point. The other was, I'm going to go long here. And he didn't say this, but the other point he made was, I am going to do an hour-long press conference to show you what it's like to be a president. And he made that point abundantly clear because he knows, too. He's a showman. He knows not everybody's going to watch this. He knows the next day the headline is going to be a random thing he said or didn't say right or whatever. But if you know that he did a long press conference, then the message was received.
I would encourage people to go find it and listen to it in its entirety if you didn't, because there's so much the media is not reporting on it. Go ahead and play cut 4 for us, Carl, please.
Excuse me, what are we doing right now? She's not doing any news conference. You know why she's not doing it? Because she can't do a news conference. She doesn't know how to do a news conference. She's not smart enough to do a news conference. And I'm sorry, we need smart people to lead this country because our country's never been in this danger before, both economically and from an outside perspective. Russia doesn't respect us anymore. China doesn't respect us anymore. North Korea, Kim Jong-un, liked me a lot. He doesn't like this group. We are in great danger. We're in great danger of being in World War III. That could happen.
Yeah. I was glad he made that point. At some point, somebody followed up with your attacks on her as not being competent or seen as a tax on a woman of color. And basically, I thought he handled that one really well. He said, I don't care what color she is. I don't care if she's from Jamaica or India or wherever she's from. I'm looking at her policies, and her policies are worse than Joe Biden's.
Yeah,
I thought he handled that really well because they wanted to accuse him of misogyny and racism, but how dare you call a woman of color incompetent? He's calling his opponent incompetent. You're the one that happened to choose Kamala Harris, who's Jamaican Indian. I don't know what she is. She's not black. I mean, she can, her skin color is dark, but that doesn't mean she's African American. They're the party of labels. And Trump didn't care about those things. I really don't think he does. The people in New York and the black community loved Donald Trump before he got into politics, and they knew which side of the aisle he was on. They gave him awards at the NAACP up there.
It's so funny because, yes, one of the things that's probably not making the clips is they asked him another couple questions about that. They were race-related questions. They say, hey, well, are you doing as well? And these are fair questions. Are you doing as well with the black population now that you're running against a black woman instead of an old white guy? It was essentially the question. And he said, in his Trump way, and no other politician can get away with this. That's the amazing thing, is that he says it. And if you just read it, you go, yeah, that sounds weird. But if you listen to him say it, you're like, I don't disagree with anything you're saying. Mm-hmm. And he's not trying to polish the answer. And everybody knows it. And everybody likes it to some degree. You may hate the guy, but you at least appreciate that he's able to just sort of riff and answer the question, which he said. Yeah, you know what? I think we're doing really well with black guys. He said this. We probably have lost some of the black women because Kamala is a black woman. But I think we're doing really well with white guys now, though. Like, he's just
white
saying,
dudes for Trump, right?
I mean, he's just talking, and he goes, you know who else really likes me? Hispanics. You know, and you know that there's no script. You know there's no talking point, because if you were, you'd say things more kindly.
Even follow talking points. He's going to do his own thing.
Yeah.
But here's what's ironic about this whole thing from the left's perspective, okay? They're probably not going to receive any attacks on Kamala with him saying she's not smart enough, because they're going to say you're attacking a woman. They're going to look at it as different than attacking Biden. But this is the same group of people who is also arguing women are the same as men, and who are you to say there's a difference kind of thing. But when it comes to how he treats Biden versus Kamala as an opponent, a political opponent, it's going to be a completely different standard. And that's really the balance that Trump's going to have to strike with these debates, because it could be received very differently with Kamala.
It will be by her supporters. There's no doubt about that. And that's how they'll spin it. I've made this point before, but I think it's worth making again. So I got into media in 1987, to date myself a little bit, and have been politically aware since Ronald Reagan in about 1979 or 80. And Donald Trump has changed the paradigm for what I expect, what I appreciate out of a politician, because he can't escape the word politician anymore. He used to say, I'm an outsider, I'm not a politician, I'm a businessman. He's a politician now. But he's changed what I expect out of a politician. I don't want a smooth, polished answer, a practiced answer, one that's been massaged by his handlers to, well, you need to say this in this way because this will get our point across. I don't want that anymore. I want somebody who's got the guts to stand up in front of a room of people. He has no idea who they are. He had no idea which media organization they were from. Yeah, you in the red, you in the purple over there. He didn't know their names. He knew nothing about them. It could have been a room filled with Harris supporters for all he knew. And he picked on them, and he took whatever question he came at him. He might have called it a stupid question, but he answered it. And not many politicians will do that. Joe Biden wasn't capable of it. I think, to his point, Kamala Harris isn't capable of it. I don't think she is. If she did, she'll give some throwaway answer word salad. If she didn't have a script or notes in front of her, she's lost.
And this is the challenge for her right now. Republicans have figured this out, and they are hitting her where it hurts, which is you're not good at speaking to people off the cuff. You're bad at it. And we want you to do more of it. So they're challenging her to do more of it, which you as president have to do. So it's a very fair attack. But my fear is that she's going to receive that and say, okay, well, then next week I'm going to do two interviews with George Stephanopoulos and whoever else that's very, very friendly.
Media friendly.
And then it's just say, well, I did interviews. And it'll be the ones like Joe Biden just did a couple weeks ago, where you know all the questions ahead of time. Your answers are rehearsed. They even, in those radio interviews that Biden did, they got to edit them in post. That's what she's going to get from the media. So challenging her to interviews is one thing. I want her to do more interviews. Challenging her to a press conference, do multiple press conferences and debates, that's where you need
rebuttal. You know, in all fairness, I do feel like the interviews with Biden were tougher on him than I expected them to be. But the difference is, I think even the network news was a fan of Biden stepping down. So I think this is exactly what this fit their narrative in the sense that they wanted that to happen. So now, of course, with them needing Kamala Harris to win, they're going to probably soft pedal some of these questions.
She does occasionally do a hard interview. Like, listen to this one that I found.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Best rapper alive.
Tupac.
He's not alive. You say he lives on.
Not a lot. I know. I keep doing
it. You said, listen, West Coast girls think Tupac lives on. I'm with you. I'm with you. So Tupac, keep going.
Keep doing that. Who would I say? I mean, there's so many. I mean, you know, there are some that I would not mention right now because they should stay in their lane. But others,
they should have said, what's your favorite Tupac song?
Yeah.
She'd be like, there's too many to name.
Remember, she swore one time, she was on with Charlamagne the God, she swore that she first got stoned listening to Snoop Dogg, but she was in college before his first hit came out. So she's just a completely fabricated politician. Nothing about her is real. And that's just another example of the fact that that was a light interview and she couldn't handle a question about who her favorite rapper was.
Yeah.
I mean, and that was from a couple years ago, just so you know that. I'll tell you it's dated. Quick break. Back with more of Ryan Wiggins after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.